It's time for our weekly chat. Well, one of many weekly chats we have about downtown Bangor. Betsy Lundy from the Downtown Bangor Partnership joins us. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
A little ray of sunshine every week to have you here with us.
Ah, thanks. That's nice to hear.
We love the opportunity to talk about downtown Bangor. Let's have you, as you do each week, introduce us, even though I know her already, introduce us to the guest you brought along.
Okay, great. Yeah. Today I brought Rebecca Krupke, who is... I don't know if I want to say a downtown institution, but you're kind of,
I was going to say that.
Yeah. I mean, between, you know, I first knew you as an artist downtown, which I mean, you still are, but one of the new cool things that you're doing is Top of the Nine, which just had its grand opening last Friday, which was very exciting. I went, they had really cute little snacks and everything. You got a shout out for the snacks. But yeah, so Rebecca is an interesting person, and I'd love to hear a little bit about how you found yourself in downtown and how you found yourself, you know, with an art studio, a very successful art studio, and also this other business that just launched.
Great. Well, thank you for having me. I actually moved away. I've lived in Maine my entire life, and I decided to flap my wings and leave for Canada. And all I did was long for Maine.
Aww.
So, there's something about Bangor that is deep into my bones, whether I want it to be or not. And I just felt this real drive and urge to make a place for art and community and culture in my own downtown that I grew up in, that I saw struggling for so many years. And now it's like coming alive again. And I want to be a part of that.
We talked about this with Zach Robbins last week. What was it for you that made you think you could be an artist here and make it viable?
Luckily for art, it kind of goes international, so you can be just about anywhere. Although I think in the art community, Maine is one of the hottest spots in the world for art, which is good and bad. But yeah, I know that I could just get into the Bangor vibe, and it seemed like a pliable area, and people trust me to teach them and guide them because of my roots here, I think, as well. So.
Well, that helps, certainly knowing the landscape and knowing the history, I think, is so important, too, because if you have that institutional knowledge, you know what hasn't worked in the past, and you can maybe save yourself a little bit of heartache.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I kind of have a sense about what Bangor needs, because I have been here for so long. So I wanted to get a certain kind of approach for not just like the art community, but also just the younger crowd in Bangor. Growing up here, I know how hard it is to find something to do. So I'm with Top of the Nine, I really want to provide 18 to 21 year olds an option as well, for places to hang out. And I kind of... I wanted to have an art base, but I need to hit that niche. And I think it's important, especially for the generation that's currently living in Bangor.
Well, let's talk about Top of the Nine. Betsy mentioned you just opened up. Tell us a little bit about the location and what you guys will be doing there.
Yes. Luckily, we are on the ground floor location, and it's the old Burr printing spot. That's this little sliver of a European slice in Bangor. And I kind of watched that space ever since I was a kid, and the sign, of course, came down, and it's been faded, and I saw it, and I saw a vision for what it could be, and I went for it. So it's located on 82 Central Street, and we have it as an event space, but we also want to host a bunch of activities ourselves as a group. So it's actually there's three of us that went in on it. It's Tristan Greenlaw, Dan Sullivan, and myself.
Well, I saw the pictures of the interior, and it looks fabulous.
Thank you. That was a lot of sweat equity from all three of us, actually, trying to restore it back to its original.
But that's what's great, and we've talked about this a couple of times on the segment. You've got these beautiful historic buildings that have served the community in so many ways, many of them for, gosh, well over 100 years, and it's so great to give them new life like this.
Absolutely. Yeah, I want people to see how beautiful Bangor is. I mean, we have such a rich history over the years, and we're lucky. We're one of the only New England towns that's this old, and we really should appreciate it and enjoy its beauty in the years that it holds.
So you mentioned the younger crowd for Top of the Nine. What kind of things could they do there?
So we have quite a few hosted events. We're going to be doing an open mic, and we're going to have musicians as well. And this little odd, weird thing I went to in England where you have a dance party and you put on your own set of music and everybody just dances. So if you took your headset off, everyone's just kind of silently dancing to their own music.
So if you don't like other people's music, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You can still dance.
You guys also have a really big thing for swing dancing, too, I've noticed.
Absolutely, yes. I really want to do some swing dancing as well. I'm drawn to it myself. I love the 1940s, obviously, because Art Deco is my thing. And it also adds the whole historical element to it, too.
We're talking with Rebecca Krupke, Betsy Lundy here from the Downtown Bangor Partnership. One of the great things about the community, the arts community of Bangor, is that so many people like yourself have decided not to look to hook up with what somebody else is doing, but to carve out your own niche and to create your own art. And I think that's one of the things that's made this community so vibrant in recent years.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't like the excuse of, oh, I wish it was, or I want to have this. Go do it. If you want something, you've got to go grab it. So I'm a big supporter, even with art and teaching art. I'm like, you know what? You can do this. You have the ability. Let's go for it.
And the other thing is that, Betsy, you can attest to this, the arts organizations act as one quite a bit. They're very supportive of each other. Yeah, there's competition, certainly, but they know that a rising tide lifts all boats.
Yeah, there's such a level of collaboration there. I mean, all the leaders of the arts organizations and really anybody else who wants to sit with them, they meet at least quarterly and share their calendars and talk about possibilities for overlap and how to support each other and help each other grow. I mean, a great example of that was just this summer, the University of Maine Art Museum and the Bangor Symphony Orchestra collaborated on a summer solstice, and it was beautifully done in both locations and really featured both visual and musical arts.
And with Top of the Nine, it adds to the wonderful fact that there's so many performance spaces now downtown, depending on what your art is, because you don't want everything to be in a big concert hall or something like that. Often a more intimate space is so much better.
Yep, that's a very good point, because quite a few of the musicians who have come to us, they're just starting out. You know, we have a comedian that wants to do things, and you don't want a big room that feels completely empty. You want something intimate and cozy so that it feels like there's some activity going on.
So you've got a Facebook page.
I do.
How else can people learn more and perhaps even reserve a little time at Top of the Nine?
You can go to topofthenine.com, and we actually have online booking if you'd like to rent the space yourself. And we also have an online calendar with our upcoming events.
And for people who would like to see your artwork?
Yes, that would be rebeccakrupke.com. And also, you can stop by my studio. I'm right above the Grindhouse in 9 Central.
That building is full.
It is.
Of really cool artists. I mean, both of those Central Street buildings there are just, you can just wander around in there, especially on one of the Downtown Bangor Arts Collaborative nights when everybody's got their studios open.
I've worked hard on that one, too.
Well, we're from different generations, but the feeling is the same. To walk the streets of downtown Bangor now, for me, growing up here in the 70s, and for you at a different time, I experienced so much pride in seeing what's out there in this community that I call home.
I am beyond excited for what Bangor has going on for it right now and how much growth and support it has. And like you guys have mentioned, it only is going to work and be viable if we all work together and lift Bangor up. And that is my ultimate goal. I will bleed and sweat to make sure that we all go in this together.
Well, and that's what we're going to try to do every week on this segment as well. So,
thank
Rebecca,
you.
Rebecca, thanks for coming.
Thank you so much.
Betsy, next week, Abe and Heather Firth, they were going to come on. It's Heather's birthday today. I wonder, is that why they switched weeks?
Yeah, and that was really just, I'll own that one. That was me, literally plugging them into the wrong little spots.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, a lot going on.
No problem. Well, that's the nice thing is, got a lot of people to talk to on this segment.
Yeah,
because
lots of people.
So much happening.
Yeah, so many different people doing really different things.
Excellent. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
With Abe and Heather.
Absolutely.
Next Wednesday afternoon, 4:15 here on Downtown.